Another new year, another new play. Theater critic Michael Bourne reviews The Babylon Line.
I have 2 degrees that certify that I'm able to teach English literature, including teaching creative writing. But frankly, I'm glad I was never called upon to teach anyone how to write. Writing fiction, or as a journalist, calls for way more than knowing grammar and the standard elements of style. Virtually everything written tells a story, and stories are always personal. The Babylon Line, played by Richard Greenberg, presents a creative writing class for adults at a school on Long Island in the mid-60s. Aaron, played by Josh Radnor, is himself a writer and is supposed to be teaching some locals, including ladies of Levittown society. One of the ladies, Frida, played by Randy Graff, is more concerned with the pecking order of the class than in actually writing anything. Another of the students is a dullard, played by Frank Wood, who's got nothing better to do. And in comes a young woman, Joan, played by Elizabeth Reaser, who actually wants to learn, who's maybe even talented, who's full of stories. Nothing much is actually written. But what's learned is that what's more important than the writing are the stories being told. Really, the stories of their various lives, even though their stories are dull slices of life. What's compelling about the play is the interplay of their stories. Randy Graff blusters delightfully as the queen bee of a very small hive, and perpetual show stealer Frank Wood always fills the emptiness of so many characters that he's played with an extraordinary presence of something happening in all that emptiness. There's one inside gag, I presume meant to be ironic, or at least I was amused. There's a contest every year to write a superbly mediocre story that begins with the definitively hackneyed sentence, "It was a dark and stormy night." And it's indeed dark and stormy at the climax of The Babylon Line, now playing at the Newhouse Theater of Lincoln Center. I'm Michael Bourne.